It's a great privilege for me to be here today, and I know that you've ministered to Gene Song and Kevin Gia and others of our students, and it's an exciting time for me to be with you today. As you read the scripture today, I want to call attention to the fact that we serve a great high priest.
从今天我们从经文来看，我想让你们注意到，我们侍奉的是一位大祭司。
All the way back in Luke chapter 9, Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem.
在那个路加福音第九章，我们可以看到耶稣定义要去耶路撒冷。
And for nearly 10 chapters in Luke's Gospel, he's working his way towards Jerusalem, and he finally comes to Jerusalem in chapter 19 when he makes his triumphal entry into the city.
一直在走向这个耶路撒冷的路上面，在第十九节的时候，耶稣他就有一个得胜者的姿态，进入了耶路撒冷。The
first thing that Jesus did when he reached Jerusalem, the first thing that he did as he looked over the city of Jerusalem, the scriptures record that Jesus wept for the city.
当耶稣走进这个耶路撒冷的时候，他看到耶路撒冷，这个在路加福音所记载的第一件事情就是他为耶路撒冷而哭泣。
Then he cleansed the temple, he continued teaching, using parables and money to make his points. And then he foretold the fall of Jerusalem, which occurred in 70 AD.
然后他走进耶路撒冷，他竭尽这个圣殿，然后他继续用他的那个一些比喻和前来讲阐明他的要讲的这个一些思想，然后他也预测预言这个耶路撒冷的崩溃，这个事情发生在主后70年。Finally,
the hour had come, and he reclines at table to celebrate the Passover meal with his disciples, and he eagerly desires, as we see in chapter 22, that he celebrate this Passover meal with his disciples.
在这个路加福音第二十二章的，我们可以看到，当时就在时候到了以后，耶路撒冷和门徒一起坐在一起来庆祝这个逾越节的这个筵席，这也是耶稣很愿意和他们一起做的。And
of course, you know that as he celebrated the Passover meal, he picked up the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you." And he picked up the cup and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood."
当他们在这个过着逾越节宴席的时候，主耶稣基督就拿起饼来，拨开说：“这是我的身体，为你舍的。”同时也拿起，然后拿起杯来说：“这是我用我的血所立的新约。”
And then after a little squabble about what greatness is in the kingdom of God, he turns to Peter.
然后,
Instead of calling Peter, Peter, instead of calling him the name that he had given to him, he called him Simon. Peter means rock. But there wasn't anything stable or rock-like in what Peter was going to do. And so he turns to him and he said, Simon, Simon.
这个在我们都已经知道，在这个彼得将来这个要做的事情上，看出彼得有哪一点像石头一样的坚固。他就对耶稣对门对彼得说：“西门，西门。”
Simon, Simon, Satan has demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail you.
西门，西门，撒旦要得着你，好筛你像筛麦子一样。但我已为你祈求，叫你不至于失去信心。
And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
你回头以后，你要坚固你的弟兄。
Jesus knew that his disciples, that Peter and the other disciples at that point were very weak. And as he faced the cross, he knew that his disciples would be sorely tempted.
在那个时候，耶稣知道彼得和他的别的门徒都是非常软弱。当他面临这个十字架的时候，他知道他门徒将会被重重的试探。
But Peter does not know how weak he is. Peter says, I am willing to go to prison. I am willing to die for you.
当然，彼得在当时是不知道他自己是多么软弱，他反而对主说：“主啊，我就是同你下监，同你受死也甘心。”
And then Jesus said, before the rooster crows this day, you will deny me three times.
然后耶稣说，今日鸡还没有叫，你要三次不认我。
Simon, Simon, Satan has demanded you. Satan has desired you. He has zealously begged for your life.
西门, 西门。 撒旦要得着你，撒旦要得着你，他非常激烈的想去逃去你的生命。
Satan wants to bring you down.
撒旦要摧毁彼得。
This reminds us a little bit of Job, where Satan appeared before God. God said, have you considered my servant Job?
从这事让我们想起了这个圣经的约伯的故事。当那个撒旦出现在这个耶和华殿中的时候，耶和华对撒旦说，你曾用心查看我们的用人约伯吗？
And God says, Job is blameless and upright. And then Satan said to God, that's because you have built a hedge around him. You have protected him. You have given him everything he needs.
耶和华对撒旦说，约伯是毫无知的政治的撒旦对耶和华说，这是因为你在他四面圈上的篱笆保护他，使他富有，给了他的一切。
And Satan says, in essence, Let me add him, and let's see what happens then.
撒旦向耶和华挑战说，让我去对付他，然后看看他会做什么。
And then God allowed Satan to have his way up to a certain point.
但是耶和华呢，允许了这个撒旦去啊，这个攻打这个约伯。当然，耶和华啊，这个撒旦必须在神允许的范围之内。
Simon, Simon, not Peter, Peter.
西门，西门，而不是彼得。
There was not going to be anything stable or rock-like in Peter's action over the next few days.
在这彼得后面的几天的他的所作所为里面，我们看不到有任何事情是坚固的，像磐石一般。
He was Simon, the one who would deny his Savior three times in the next several hours.
他是西门，在后面的几个小时里，他三次的否定。
Lest we forget, our struggles are not with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers that go far beyond anything we will ever see with our own eyes.
除非我们忘记，我们的征战不是和这个世界属肉属血气，我们征战对象是执政的、掌权的，这些执政掌权远远超过我们肉眼所能看见。
And I want to tell you, it's not just Peter that Satan desires to sift like wheat. He desires to sift every one of you like wheat and me.
我想让你们知道，这个撒旦不只是要想筛这个彼得，他是想筛你和我每一个人。
In our day in America, we have big combines that just go through our farmlands and they harvest the wheat and they sift the wheat all at one time.
在今天的美国这个农业，这个大的农场啊，我们用这个机器哈，这机器就是把这个收割和这个筛选都在一起。
But in the Bible times, they didn't have big combines.
在这个耶稣的时代呢。
They would have a big sieve and they would violently shake the wheat, separating the wheat from the chaff. I mean, they would shake it like that and separate the wheat from the chaff.
当时他就会用很大的一个那个叫筛子，把这个刚刚要出来的麦子放在筛子里面，然后用力的去颠簸这个筛子，然后这个分开这个麦子和这个麦壳。
But Jesus says, I have prayed for you. I have prayed that your faith may not fail you.
但是耶稣说，我。我已经祈求这样你的信心不至于离开你。
You are going to deny me three times, but I have prayed that your faith would not utterly or completely fail you.
你将三次不认我，但我已经还是为你祈求，这样你的信心不会完全的离开你。
It reminds me of Psalm 37. Though he fall, he shall not be cast down headlong, or he cannot fall completely. He cannot fall so that he cannot rise, because the Lord upholds him.
这让我想起了那个诗篇三十七里面的一句金句，那就是他虽失脚，也不至于全身扑倒，因为耶和华用手搀扶他。
One of my favorite verses in all of Scripture is 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has come upon you, but what is common to man. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but will with every temptation make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
这我最喜欢的一个金句之一，就是这个《哥林多前书》的第十章的第十三节，这里面是这样说的：你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
Satan was going to hammer Peter and the other disciples. He was going to sift them like wheat, and Jesus wanted to prepare them for that.
Satan 将要啊，要锤击彼得和别的门徒，他要像那个筛麦这样筛他们。耶稣这个时候要他们这套门徒准备好。
Jesus at that point heads to the Mount of Olives to pray. In fact, it may have been that it was on the way to Gethsemane as he talked to his disciples about Satan and the demands of the enemy to sift Simon like wheat.
然后这个耶稣准备去这个橄榄山去祷告。事实上。在他和这门徒谈到这个撒旦要杀彼得的时候，这个时候呢，他可能已经走在这个哥西马尼的这个路上。
We learn from Matthew's gospel, and also it's recorded in Mark's gospel, that as he went into Gethsemane, he took his disciples with him.
我们从这个马太福音，也从这个马可福音中看到，当耶稣去这个客西马尼的时候，他是带着他门徒他一起去。
And he said to most of his disciples, "Stay here and pray." And then he took Peter, James, and John a little further, and he said, "Stay here and pray."
他们到一个地方的时候，他就对他大部分的门徒说坐下。祷告，然后他就带着彼得雅各和约翰继续往前走了一点，然后又他们要叫彼得雅各和约翰坐下来祷告。
And what happens when he returned from praying? He found Peter and James and John asleep.
当他回来的第一次回来的时候，他发现这个彼得、雅各和约翰都睡着了。
Let me back up and say, when he said to his disciples, "Wait here and pray," he said, "Pray." He didn't say, "Pray for me. I'm facing the hour for which I have come." But he said instead.Pray that you not enter into temptation.
让我们再回头看一看，就是这个耶稣当时要这个他门徒祷告的时候，他并没有要门徒为他祷告，因为耶稣很快就要被钉十字架这个时候，他要门徒为他们自己祷告，免得他们自己入了迷惑。
And so he returns.And he finds them asleep. And verse 45 says, sleeping for sorrow.
就耶稣回来以后呢，就发现他们睡着了。这经句的第45句的告诉我们是什么？因为忧愁，他们都睡着了。
And so again, he charges his disciples, Peter.John and James, wait here and pray that you not enter into temptation.
彼得就命令这个彼得啊，不是耶稣就命令彼得、雅各和这个约翰，叫他们警醒，他们祷告，免得入了迷惑。
What happens? You know what happens? He returned.And Peter, James, and John were asleep.
We
And it's recorded in Matthew and Mark. Three times he said, pray that you not enter into temptation. And three times he returned and found them asleep.
在这个马太福音和马可福音里面可以看到，耶稣三次叫他们主警醒祷告，免得会迷惑。他们主三次都睡着。
What else happened that night?
接下来的晚上又发生什么呢？
If you look at verses 56 to 62 of Luke 22.
路加福音的第二十二章的从五十六到六十二节，我们可以看到。
You will read of Peter's denials, and one time a slave girl, verse 56, a servant girl approaches him, and he denied that he had been with him.
在这我们看到，就在当时有一个就是那个一个女仆人啊，看到彼得和就告诉别人彼得是耶稣的门徒。
And a short time later, someone else approached him and he said, you were with them, and Peter denied that he was.
不久以后呢，另外一个人看到他以后，说他他和是和那个耶稣在一起，他也否认。
And then verse 60, the third denial, Peter said, man, I don't know what you're talking about.
在二十二章六十节，彼得第三次被认出来以后，彼得怎么说的呀？哦，我不知道你在讲什么，我不认识这个人。
And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed.
在他话还没说完之前，鸡就叫了三次。
Peter.Was not able to stay awake and pray that he not enter into temptation, but in a matter of minutes, he denied him three times.
就是耶啊，这彼得不能够睁开眼睛，警醒祷告，使他自己免得入了迷惑，让他不久以后就三次不认。
And why didn't Peter do at that time what Judas Iscariot had done?
就是这和这个犹大相比，彼得在当时所做的和犹大有什么区别？
Look at verse 32. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail you, and when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers.
在这个第三十二节，第三十二节时，我们可以看到，就是我在为你祈，已经为你祈求，使你不至于失去信心。你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
What I want you to learn from this sermon today is we have a great high priest who not only died on the cross to forgive our sins.He prays for us continually.
今天我要你们从我讲的这个道理里面所学到的就是一件事情，就是我们在天上有位大祭司，他把自己当作一个完美的祭物为我们的罪献上，然后呢，他一直在为我们祈求。
As you all know, I'm part of a confessional church. We have a creedal statement, a confessional statement. And part of that, it's a subordinate standard. It's subordinate to the scriptures. Only the scriptures are the authoritative word of God.
You know, I'm part of this
Question 25 of the Westminster Shorter Catechism says, How does Christ execute the office of a priest?
在这威斯敏斯特的要理的问答的时候呢，第二十五问题是，基督怎样执行祭司的职分？
And the answer is, Christ executes the office of a priest in his once offering up of himself a sacrifice to satisfy divine justice and reconcile us to God, and in making continual intercession for us.
在这里答案就是耶，基督执行祭司的职分，在于他将自己一次献为祭，以满足人对上帝的公义所有的亏欠，而使我们与上帝和好，并且时常为我们祷告。
I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 7.
让我们都翻到希伯来书的第七章。
In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 27, we see these words. He has no need, like the other high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the other, the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself.
他第希伯来书的七章二十七节是这样写的，他不像那些大祭司，每日必须先为自己的罪，后为百姓的罪献祭，因为他只一次将自己献上，就把这事成全了。Christ
was the one who offered the sacrifice. Christ was the sacrifice.
基督是这个献祭的人，基督。
John 10, 17 and 18 says, For this reason the Father loves, because I lay down my life that I might take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord.
因我将命舍去，好再取回来。没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。The
new priesthood is far superior, of course, to the Old Testament priesthood.
从这里我们可以看到，这个我们新约的这个祭司远远超过了旧约的祭司。In
the Old Testament, the priests were many in number because they all died. They were sinful and stained, and as such, they could never atone for the sins of God's people. They could only offer up daily sacrifices until the final, perfect, holy, innocent, unstained, exalted Lamb of God could be raised up. But what I want to point out to you today is verse 25 of Hebrews 7.
今天我们想让你注意的，看到就是希伯来书第七章的第二十五节。
Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
这个希伯来书第七章第二十五节是这样讲的：凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长久活着，替他们祈求。Jesus
is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to him.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都会拯救到底。
Peter couldn't keep his eyes open to pray, but Jesus was praying for him.
这个彼得呢，他不能睁开眼为自己祷告，耶稣已经为他祷告。
We had a former student, a graduate of RPTS, visit the campus a few weeks ago, and we have what we call bite-sized theology on over lunch on Wednesdays.
就几周以前，我们有一个就是从学校毕业的一个学生，他回来看啊，这个回访这个学校，在这个我们吃中饭的时候呢，我们就他呢就带领我们做了一个这个一个叫简单易懂的神学的讨论。
I had never seen so clearly, or perhaps I have never been impacted so clearly, so movingly by the reality that Jesus prays for me.
我在这讨论的时候呢，我就让我感到就是我从来没有这样清楚的看到过，或者我以前也从来没有像这样的被感动，那就是耶稣基督在为我祷告。
Our hope of heaven lies not in our ability somehow to pray through the night or to do other things, but our hope of heaven lies in the fact that Christ intercedes for us continually.
我们希望是在于基督耶稣，他在为我们祈求，他不停地为我们祈求。
I keep trying to improve my prayer life, but I always fail.
我一直在努力地提高我自己的祷告的生活，但是我经常是失败。But
we have a great high priest who doesn't fail in his prayers for us.
我们有一位在天的大祭司，他永远也不会停止为我们祷告。When
I went home that evening after the bite-sized theology discussion, my wife Anne wasn't home at that time.
在这个中午这午饭的时候，我们这个简单易懂的这个神学导那个讨论以后呢，我就离开了，回到家里。这是我太太安啊，当时不在家。And
I entered my house and I was thinking about Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, is praying for me.
当我走进家的时候，我不能停止在想这个事情，那就是这个万王之王、万主之主，他一直在为我祷告。And
my eyes filled up with tears as I understood more than ever that my hope of heaven depends on Christ's intercession, not my efforts to do the right thing at all times.
当我意识到我这个进入天堂的希望，是在这个耶稣基督为我祷告，而不是我自己所能做的这个事情上。这个时候，我很感动，眼泪都流下来。
And I kept saying to myself, and I was mumbling out loud, since no one was in the house, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this.
在当时，就我家里没有别人，我就自言自语。其实我这样就声音很大，我就一直跟自己说，我配这些，我配这些。
And then it struck me.
这个时候就像闪电一样的击中了我。That's
the point of it all. I don't deserve anything. You don't deserve anything. But we are all dependent upon the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这时候我就让我要看到了我们的问题的关键所在，就是讲你和我都不配，我们不配这个我们的主，我们神的这个他的恩典，他的这个。
I don't deserve Christ's prayers. You don't deserve Christ's prayers. But Christ prays for us as we walk with Him.
你，我不配得这个耶稣为我祷告，你也不配得耶稣为你祷告。但是当我们同他一起走这个天路的时候，他不停地为我们祷告。
We may struggle mightily, but our Lord Jesus Christ is the victor.
当我们在这个世界上艰难的征战的时候呢，我们的主耶稣基督，他是一个得胜者。
He keeps Satan on a leash, and he prays for us.
他在辖制着这个撒旦，他也为我们在祷告。
Hebrews 7:25, Jesus is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for us.
让我们再次来念这个希伯来书第七章第二十五节，那就是凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到他，因为他是长久活着。
Let us pray. Our Father and our God, how we thank you that Jesus is prophet, priest, and king for his people.
We thank you that Jesus is prophet, priest, and king for his people.差遣的儿子耶稣基督，他是先知，他是一个也是王。
How we thank you that Jesus not only gave himself a ransom for our sins at Calvary，
他不但在这个加格山上为我们的罪把自己献上，当做祭物。
He also intercedes with us continually. We don't deserve this, but we thank you, Heavenly Father, that in your abundant grace and mercy to us, it isn't about what we deserve, but it is about your abounding grace to sinners.
虽然我们尽管我们不配你的这个一切，主，我们谢谢你，在你这无边无际的这个恩典和慈爱里面，我们真的是要感谢你。
We thank you for such a great salvation.
我感谢你为我们的给我们赐给我们的拯救。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们以神奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Please stand up.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend O'Neill, for such a wonderful message. And,